Van Hughes and Pete Caton both putting pressure on Brian Seif that time, but he got it away, and on to punt will be Larry Swider, who's averaging 41 and a half yards a kick. Has been very consistent so far this year, has had only one kick blocked all season long for Jacksonville. Standing back at the Gambler 46 is Gerald McNeil. 7:35 to go, no score, first quarter from here at the Dome. Swider takes his three steps and kicks one. It's going to be a little short. McNeil will handle it at the Bull 48. He cuts back upfield at the 40, gets a block to 30. He's going to go all the way. 10-5 touchdown. Gerald McNeil, two cuts and a little dance, and he's got a touchdown. 48 yards, and the Gamblers are out on tops thanks to the special teams.
And interestingly enough, John, I almost started to say to you before that, McNeil has suddenly fallen down to fourth place in the punt return situation. Three other people have moved ahead of him. That, of course, will move him right back up amongst the leaders.
His second touchdown of the year. He had a long for a touchdown earlier in the year of 79 yards. That one goes 48 yards for the score. No one touched Gerald McNeil for that run.
Well, there were several good blocks in there. Once Jacksonville's coverage was there all at the same time. Once he split the first line, he was home free.
Tony Fritch on to attempt the extra point. Tommy Myers to hold. It's a good hold out of a high snap, and it's going to be a good extra point. It's 7-0. The Gamblers lead the Jacksonville Bulls with 7:21 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Houston Gambler Football.